You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Back in July, school districts were in the throes of deciding how to safely reopen during a pandemic. The Cedarburg School District was initially not going to require mask wearing in its buildings. Two high school students put up a fight. Julia Going and Ava Reevy started an online petition that garnered more than 1,000 signatures. The students called out the contradiction in their school enforcing a dress code against tank tops and short shorts, but hesitating to enforce mask wearing, which could help protect people against COVID-19. So the school board changed course, voting in favor of a mask requirement. A day later, Governor Tony Evers enacted a statewide mask mandate. WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with Going and Reevy about why they stood up for the mask policy and how they're feeling about being back in school in person. You'll hear from Going first.
I think that both of us wanted to be able to keep the teachers safe because we know a lot of them have family members that might be at risk. And so we wanted to be able to know that they were safe. And we also just wanted to be in school for longer. Like if we didn't have masks on, we probably wouldn't be in school for more than a couple weeks, and we really want to go back.
Yeah, and Grafton High School, which is only like 5-10 minutes away from us, even though they have masks right now, they're still having a bunch of issues. I know people that are at home quarantining, and so I can't imagine how much faster, A, COVID could be spreading, and B, how many more students we'd have to send home, because then it's not just people you're sitting next to in class that you can't space out 6 feet from. It's like whole classes of people have to go home because one person got sick.
And you guys, as part of your argument for a mask mandate, you pointed out the irony that schools enforce dress codes, especially when it comes to what girls wear, but in this case, they were hesitant to enforce a mask mandate. So can you guys talk about why that contradiction like stood out to you and how that even came up in your discussions with your friends and family?
For me, it just seemed kind of ridiculous that we had policies in place, which it doesn't explicitly say that it has to do with girls' dress, but from the way that the dress code is worded at our school, it really only affects girls' clothes for the most part, other than the one about having like inappropriate designs on t-shirts. And so for me personally, knowing that they thought it was an issue to see my shoulders and not to potentially be spreading germs to other people just was a little bit silly to me. And it seemed like kind of a double standard. Like, what are you going to stand up and enforce then if you're not going to stand up for public safety and instead you're going to send girls home for wearing shorts that are too short? Then what is that telling your students?
I think for me, it was more like we were trying to figure out what was like what the other side was saying and what they were saying was like the problem with wearing masks. And one of the things we came up with was like, how would they enforce it? And that really just made us think like they've enforced what we can wear on our bodies for the past 12 years. Like they dictate what we can wear to school every day. So why can't they dictate one piece of clothing?
Yeah. So what was the argument that was being made against requiring masks at the school?
The main arguments that we heard from both people around town and at the school board meetings were that just people felt like their rights were being infringed upon, which again is kind of silly with the dress code thing because they've already been infringing your rights, I guess, for as long as you've been at school. You can't wear what you want to wear necessarily if that doesn't fall within dress code.
Can you talk about what kind of strategies you used to make this change and convince the school board to implement a mask policy?
So first I like went to Ava and said that a petition might be the best way to at least start out. And so once we did that, we just started like posting on social media and trying to get the word out about the petition. And then later on, Ava started the thing where people could send in their comments about masks, and that got a lot more responses than I think either of us were ever thinking we would get. And then the final step that we took was we prepared like a statement for the school board, which was all public comment. And so we spoke at the school board meeting, and that was like the final thing that we did before it got passed.
Yeah, I think the community statements were an especially important part of what we did, because it showed people cared enough to write something.
Was there anything unexpected or challenging in the advocacy process for you guys and the kind of response that you got?
We definitely got some more negative comments. I know we have a class group chat, and so Julia shared out the link to our petition to everyone in our grade, and certainly we don't have all the same opinions about things, and so people were letting us know how they felt about it. But I think I can speak for the both of us when I say we weren't too bothered by it. And luckily, these past 2 days, we've only been back for 2 days in school, but we haven't really heard anything negative from people so far. So I'm optimistic that things will continue that way and we'll be on the right track.
Did you want to add to that, Julia?
Well, one thing I know that happened was that when we were trying to get the petition to, like, I don't know, get more signatures, one thing negative that we had was that my sister shared it in, like, the Cedarburg Facebook group chat with all, like, the Cedarburg moms, and it was so controversial that they had to delete the message because so many people were sending negative comments back to it.
Was it mostly kind of political divisiveness?
Yeah, it was people taking the issue and politicizing it, which it obviously doesn't have to be.
Now that there's a statewide mask mandate, do you feel like has that been a good thing or a bad thing for you guys?
I think it's a really good thing that we have the mandate, at least for now. Our decision came the day before the mandate came out, and I think that was a big reinforcer of everything that we worked for, that yes, this is something important universally for public health, and it's in place through later this month, but our school has actually said on their website that the policies that they voted on at the meeting we spoke at are going to be in effect after that mask mandate ends, the statewide mandate. So our work will continue on even after that ends.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good thing. I think it's kind of funny that we finished this all up the day before it came out. I think it was just really helpful for each of the like school boards in the area to not have to make each their own decision, but to make it more universal for the state. I think it's still definitely a problem with enforcement though, because they can mandate it, but I still see so many people out in our community who still just aren't wearing the masks.
So we're talking on Wednesday after school. You guys have had 2 full days of school now. How is it going so far, and what have you been seeing in terms of mask wearing?
Personally, for me, I think we've had a great experience with the mask wearing. I haven't seen really hardly anyone not wearing a mask. I haven't seen anyone not wearing a mask, and almost everyone has been wearing them properly over their nose, over their mouth. And so that has been great. The teachers are clearly taking it really seriously. And it looks like our school's adopted a lot of other policies too, to keep us all safe. They're sanitizing everything. The principal and vice principals are all around the building, helping out, cleaning. Everyone, it's all hands on deck right now. And I just feel really confident that they're doing everything they can to keep us safe. So I'm really happy with how things are going.
And have you guys been hearing from your teachers and classmates over the past 2 days about the mask policy, or is that like so far in the past, a month and a half ago, that people aren't really talking about it?
I think it's like kind of too much in the past. It happened like a month and a half ago. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't really heard anything about it.
Yeah, I think people's initial anger at us for doing this has probably faded. And Julie and I are nerds, and they all probably expected us to do something like this anyway. So we haven't been hearing anything, luckily, from them. And for the most part, it's been positive, like from staff members and our administration.
Going back to the dress code, what have you guys observed at high school about how the dress code is enforced?
It's still kind of by like teacher. So definitely certain teachers are a little more strict about it than others. Like I've heard people say that if you're wearing like a hat or wearing a spaghetti strap, you just like avoid a hall and you'll be okay. It's definitely pretty strictly enforced all around, specifically like shorts length and like the spaghetti strap and like hoods and hats. Like those three things are really enforced.
Yeah, I don't see our dress code changing from any of this. It would be nice if it did, but thankfully for the most part, most teachers understand that it's not really fair. And so they kind of choose not to say anything or not enforce it.
I mean, the sexist enforcement of dress codes in schools has been a hot topic. Do you think it's worth fighting that battle?
I feel like personally, just knowing the politics of the area we come from, they're more traditional. I feel like that might be a little bit harder to get the votes for than masks, because at least in that case, some people were like, yeah, this is the right thing to do. I feel like with dress code, that'd be a little difficult.
Yeah, I would agree with masks. We had all the facts on our side, and that's not to say that there aren't facts that dress codes are harmful, but I think it's more about people's opinions and viewpoints, and getting those to change is a lot harder than maybe getting people to understand science.
So you guys are in your senior year of high school. That's a pretty significant period of your lives. How are you feeling about living in such an uncertain, strange time at this age? And is it affecting your plans for after high school graduation at all?
My plans have remained like mostly unchanged. I'm hoping that by June, things will be a little bit more back to normal, either with a vaccine or just flattening the curve. So I'm still looking at my colleges, still getting ready, doing essays. So
even though things have been rough for a while, this past summer has been the busiest time of my life. I've had so much going on, not only this petition, but I work and then I have an internship and getting ready for school and college and all these different things. And I feel like despite everything that's happened, I've kind of flourished in a way, which has been great. And it's kind of a privileged thing to be able to say that, but I'm grateful for the time that I've had to work on myself and better my community. And so I hope going forward, I can still go to college like I plan to. But I guess we'll have to see what happens next year when college doors open again, if I can go back in person or I'll have to take Zoom classes.
Anything else that either of you wants to add about the mask advocacy or what it's like to be a high schooler right now?
I guess what I would say to maybe other students who have some grievances perhaps with their school or in their community, if it's worth it, I would say to do what we did and just make a petition or get out there and do something, because you never know how far it's gonna get.
I guess if I had to say anything, it's just that now that we've like mandated masks, everyone needs to make sure that they're wearing them correctly, because they don't do anything as like a mouth warmer or chin strap. So just calling people out when you see that, like, it's to keep everyone safe. So if you have one uncomfortable conversation a day, at least you're doing something.
Julia Going and Ava Reavy are Cedarbrook High School seniors. They spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files. And in the interest of full disclosure, Reavy is the daughter of a WUWM engineer.